Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, sharing with you information that few are willing to share with you. I want to highlight something here because people are just freaking out about what's going on in the world, namely your world, Americans. People are just trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I can tell you right now, if you took the time to know the Word of God for yourself and working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you would know exactly what's happening in America today. America is under the judgments of God. Oh, but Bradley, the professed church today, the ones that tell us that we're under the blessings of the Lord, that are preaching that we're going to be raptured from responsibility, which is unscriptural, the same people that are sitting there telling us the gloom and doom message 24/7, they want us to be saved unto death rather than unto salvation. These are the same ones that are just, they're trying to figure out what's going on in our country. I'm here to tell you, when you look at Leviticus 26 starting in 15, Deuteronomy 28 starting in 15, and you go to the end of chapter on Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, we are under the judgments of God. Well, for why? Well, for a thousand reasons. But here, let me give you just one, because I had a conversation with somebody today that was, in a sense, trying to justify their unscriptural message. See, the gospel offers hope. So when there's hopelessness, you know it's not the gospel. It's not in Christ. It's outside of Christ. Okay? But one of the things that first came to my aid was just this. The same government today, just so you understand how this goes, okay, because I see it happening right now on live radio. The same government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of babies in the womb are the same government that are now targeting them that allowed it. You get it? You get it? You see, Americans love God so much. 86% of the American church loves God so much, the population of America, that is, love God so much that when it's their turn to keep His commandments out of love, out of gratitude for what Jesus did for them on the cross, Deuteronomy 8:11, they're the first ones to be gone, but you'll always find them in front of the television set. They're caught up into all the conversation going on between this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. They'll be the first ones at a football game. They'll be the first ones to tell you everything that Scripture says for what they know of it out of context, right? And folks, that's why we're in trouble, because everybody's busy doing the wrong things, okay? I'm just going to the Holy Ghost right now, okay? When you go to Philippians 2:12, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us just this. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's interesting that the first prerequisite in Scripture, when Jesus said, deny yourself, bring up your cross, and follow me, right after that, he said, you must know concerning the doctrine in John 7:17. Okay? So talk to yourself, put yourself in front of the mirror and say, how much of the Word of God do I actually know? Okay, because if you don't know it, the Bible says that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. You're going to probably find out 9 times out of 10 when you put yourself in front of the mirror that you're a liar. You don't know the Word of God, and if you don't have His Word in you, you no more belong to Him than you do anybody else outside of the devil, because that's who you do belong to, okay? And the reason I'm saying this even now, friends, is because when I look up and it's time for us to be built up for the work of the ministry, that's found in Ephesians 4:11, and I'm going to give that to you really quick so you can understand what I'm up against on a 24/7 basis. This is what it tells us. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For why? Hey, folks, what is the reason for the body of Christ? Here, I want to tell you. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. How are you to do the work if you don't know what your duties are and your obligations are? I'm just curious, because what I'm looking at right now, friends, is because now it's time to go to school. Now it's time to be built up in the faith for the work of the ministry. Ephesians 4:11. What do I find? Well, you know, that's not what I want to hear today. I want to be entertained, not realizing that tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. So what does it say in 2 Timothy 4:3? Well, it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, that means without error, but having itching ears, they shall heap to themselves teachers in accordance with their own lust. That which appeals to their carnal, reprobate, fallen man. Not to build up their spiritual man, because they are not born of the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible says you must be born again. No, you're still holding on to the whole old man, you're trying to get through the doors, a thief or a robber, John 10, and you think you're going to heaven, but you don't understand the straight and narrow, nor do you even understand Scripture, and yet you're going to heaven? Oh my goodness, friends. Let's call it for what it is today, friends. You better put yourself in front of the face of God, Acts 20, verse 21, and repent for what you tolerate, because that is exactly why you're in trouble. When you look at what's going on, dovetailing this before my hard break that's coming up on me, for every problem that we have in this country, are you paying attention to the fact that we Americans are doing this to ourselves? Numbers 32:23, that our sin, our transgressions before God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20, are finding us out. Because most people don't know the Word enough to understand that God is not mocked, that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And let me go back to what I originally said right when I started kicking off this little point that I want to make during the first segment, friends. The same government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of babies in the womb, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. God said, thou shalt not kill. The American people in this country, we the people, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, we are the government, our said representatives have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. The government in this country, the people have allowed 1.7% of the population through their said representatives destroy 330 million people. So guess what, friends? It's time to reap what you've sowed. And for Americans, you better understand one thing. It's time for you to repent. We're going to come back, and I'm going to finish off what we were talking about yesterday concerning the pharmaceuticals, how it's a fictitious disease. And I'm going to show you what the Supreme Court calls free speech in the games that our kids play. You can watch it, and you can listen to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
And to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I've got a lot I want to share with you today. And before we get to that, if you want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, subscribe, friends, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look at the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms, the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show with myself, again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do not forget to go ahead and subscribe over there. Also, jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front side, left side of the page, and you can go ahead and join us on social media platforms over there. And with that said, friends, go ahead and join us on Top Chat. Love, when I get time between breaks, I do go over and look at the comments, and I do my best. If you'd like to be on the air in 153 cities, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Okay? Just a quick recap. We took some time yesterday and we shared with you the side effects of kids that are being put on ADHD, adults. We even had some people, namely our friend Sal from Colorado, call in and tell us, hey, listen, I was one of those guys, and this is what I went through, and now I'm off it, and so on and so forth. Well, most people don't know that they're illegal street drugs from the 1950s, which the Bushes opened up the floodgates from the pharmaceuticals onto the people on a global basis. And what most people don't know is on the back of the boxes concerning the side effects is confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse. And in this one, friends, homicidal ideation. So if you want to know why there's road rage, if you want to know why there's a high suicide rate, if you want to know why there's manic reactions and hallucinations and hostility and depersonalization and confusion, well, folks, look at the back of the box, and yet they're making $100 to $200 million a day off the ignorance of the people that don't realize what it is that they're taking. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs. And then we took it a step further, friends. And I shared with you that Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, that's the acronym for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, on his deathbed and on his and during his last interview before his death, he said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. And yet they're still selling it. And why are they selling it? Supply meets the demand. In other words, people are still buying the candy, not realizing what it is that they're taking because they don't want to take the 5 minutes and read the back of the box, right? And then they suffer the consequence, and then they want to go after somebody for what happened to them because they didn't take the time to understand that prevention is better than cure, okay? Bradley, why do you got an attitude today? It's righteous indignation, folks. You've got 330 million people that are sitting back and going along with what's happening in this country on a 24/7 basis. The boat's sinking, and they're trying to figure out how it's sinking or why it's sinking, as if to suggest that the Lord is just like them. And I'm here to tell you the fact of the matter is, he's not just like you. He's holy, he's just, and that's what makes him good, okay? So let's go to the next point. You know, we also took the time to highlight the crimes being committed by these people, not just kids, but the crimes that are being committed by these adults when they are on these dangerous psychotropic drugs. And it was interesting. I remember that throughout the years of just studying this stuff, highlighting the information that we get, it continuously piles up, and we learn more and more and more of this, yet the people are going along with it, and yet the pharmaceuticals haven't corrected themselves, and they keep selling more and more and more and more. And by the way, for those that did not know, 24% marketers for the pharmaceuticals, we found out that 24% of the time, effort, and money being put into these dangerous psychotropic drugs are for marketing schemes to sell it to you. And only 13% of that time, money, and effort that gone in has gone into these drugs to make sure that they're safe is only at 13%. Now, I just want to make sure everybody understands that to these companies, it's more important to get the drugs to you than they care about what's being put in you. Okay, that's what this is about. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Again, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I want to reiterate this, friends. We have nobody to blame, Americans, but ourselves. Again, our sin is finding us out. Numbers 32:23. I know that there's a lot. Hey, listen, folks, I can look at the numbers right now and just look at this because people don't like to take responsibility. I understand they want to be entertained out of their freedoms, and they are, because whenever it's time to go to school, and as I said during the first segment, to build themselves up for the work of the ministry, they're the first ones to change the channel because they want to be entertained. They want the gossip of the day from the right versus the left and the left versus the right, as if to suggest this is pro wrestling. No, what you're allowing to happen by your dereliction of duty before God and man is the fact that you're letting the bad guys, small in number though they are, win the day as you allow them to continuously trample the blood of those that sacrifice themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. That's what's happening here. Okay, so let me go to the next point here, and I want you to see this, because what this is the Supreme Court's new version of the freedom of speech that we're told. I mean, Americans have been so far dummied down to believe that freedom of speech entails anything and everything. You are so far gone. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. You cannot defame. You cannot lie. You cannot teach people how to kill without being there some sort of consequence, right? That's not freedom of speech. That's stupidity. That's ignorance. That's how you destroy yourself. And yet the American people have been desensitized by the mainstream media. Now what will they say? All kinds of vulgarities, giving you the finger now for not taking the vaccination, coming from doctors. Oh, I mean, the list goes on, showing you sexual innuendo 24/7, perversion. The list goes on and on because, after all, it's the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They have a right to freedom of speech. Guess what? No, they don't. No, they don't. Here, I've heard it said this way. You know, we've all heard it said that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I'm here to tell you that that's the furthest thing from the truth. Words end wars, and words start wars, don't they? Word, defined out in Webster's 1828, means carrier. And am I right in what I'm saying? Oh, you better know I'm right in what I'm saying. And when you sit back and allow politicians to incite domestic insurrection 24/7, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and you suggest to me that that's freedom of speech, let me ask you something. How's that freedom working out for you? Well, they're using what you call freedom to create war in your own backyard. Is that lawful? Is it right that they talk like that? No, folks. As a matter of fact, we have speech laws in this country. And I could go on with that, but for the sake of time, I want to get over to this next point, because if you're on a social media platform, I want you to see this video. If not, and you're listening to us in 153 cities, I want you to listen to this audio. These are the Supreme Court's new version, as if to suggest they're the final say when it comes to our law. You are, again, sadly mistaken. If they sit during bad behavior, you remove them. That includes the Supreme Court. Article 3, Section 1. Good behavior, not bad. But the Supreme Court has now rendered it. The new version of free speech is go ahead and get your kids and adults. And it's not just, hey, folks, I would go so far as to say more adults are watching these games than kids are watching and playing these games today. I want you to check this out, folks. Again, this is the Supreme Court's new version of free speech. And I want you to look at what they call free speech. Here we go. Why do kids kill? This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and end with Satan congratulating them for their victories. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break here. I've got to take a hard break here, but I'm going to come back to this and show you the Supreme Court's new version of freedom of speech. We're talking about Hollywood, the mainstream media, criminal narratives, and the conduct that follows. I'm showing you the fruit of this conversation. We're going to come right back to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. The NAACP and other groups have already filed a lawsuit against the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics without any proof call it an effort to restrict voting access. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go ahead and start that over because I want you to pay attention, friends, to I want you to pay attention to the names of these games that not just kids but adults are playing. And I would go so far as to say more adults are playing these games than the kids are. Okay? And if you want to watch this on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. After you subscribe, and then also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left, click onto it, join us on social media platforms. If not, you're going to get the same audio as these guys are getting the audio and the video. But again, I want you to pay attention to the names of these games, friends, because it's just unthinkable. Okay? And I'll do my best to throw them in there if I can. Between a breath on these little documentaries, on these educational videos. Here you go. Why do kids kill? This game asks Super Columbine Massacre Games. Who went into their school,
Eric and Dylan,
killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating
Super
them.
Super Columbines. They kill their friends
this
in
game,
the library.
Eric Harris was playing,
where the player takes the role of an anonymous space marine.
Eric Harris played this game, got shot up for school.
Held to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in Hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons which spawn indefinitely. This game includes constant graphic violence and sexual situations. Players can reenact having sex with a prostitute, beat her bloody, take her money, and run her over with a car. Meanwhile, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary.
Yep.
This game is called JFK Reloaded.
Unthinkable.
The player assumes the view of the supposed and the alleged lone murderer of John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. As the motorcade drives through Dealey Plaza, the player can do whatever he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination as close as possible
of the president.
On February 22, 2005, a female competitor won the prize of $10,712. This game is where the player survived the scenes by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters, occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. Executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in this game. If the player is running out of hell,
they call this free speech, by the way, friends. This is not free speech.
The player can strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract hunters. Why do kids kill? Come on, America. Who's teaching them how to kill?
Exactly. Who's teaching them how to kill? I'm even seeing people leave comments right now about how this generation's being desensitized. Okay. Really quick, since that point was brought up, I think it's only fair to bring you over to who is responsible for raising those kids up. I just did an article this morning called The Fruit of Your Children When Following the Lord. Well, it goes both ways, friends. A father started off for the office early one morning after a light fall of snow. Turning, he saw his little boy endeavoring to put his little feet into his own great footprints. The little fellow shouted, "Go on, eyes are coming, Papa. Eyes are coming right in your tracks." He caught the boy in his arm and carried him to his mother and started again for his office. Now, the daddy's habit was to stop along the way and do that which was wrong in the sight of God and man. And as he stood upon the threshold that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice saying, "Go on, eyes are coming, Papa. Eyes are coming, Mama. Eyes are coming right in your tracks." He stopped, hesitated. He looked the future square in the face and said, "I cannot afford to make any tracks I would be ashamed or sorry to have my little child walk in." So he said decidedly and turned away. You know what amazes me, friends, is we can go ahead and blame the younger generation all day long, but the fact of the matter is, Luke 7:35 comes to my aid that wisdom is justified by her children. I have one question for you. Who raised up those kids? The older generation did. How many times I've heard older people say, "Oh, to H-E double hockey sticks with those kids and with those kids." And I ask the question, well, why do you say that? Well, look at them. Look at how lawless they are. Look at a bunch of little criminals, a little devil. Look at what they do. Look what they're responsible for. They're thieves. They're killers. Folks, they're alcoholics. They're druggies. Wait a second. Wait a second, responsible ones. Who is responsible for raising up those kids? You are older generation, so don't get mad at your reflection, because you will answer to the Lord on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, verse 8, on Judgment Day for what you are responsible for raising up. Okay? It's very clear. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I want to bring you to the next point, because I want to finish this up before the end of the show. You know, it's interesting that this would be called freedom of speech. With anybody with just a little sense of discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12, you're going to understand that there's something seriously wrong. And first and foremost, friends, if you're born of the Spirit of God, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, you're going to be offended at what God's offended at. And why is that? Because the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost that has been given unto you. Remember, His law, that was Romans 5:5, His laws are written upon our hearts and our minds, and anything that offends His law laws are going to offend us, not by carnal discernment, but by spiritual discernment, by the Holy Ghost that is in our hearts. Okay? Now, what I want to say to this, friends, is this isn't free speech. I also want to say it's the job of the Supreme Court to make reference to the law that's written by discovering and applying what that law says. For them to come about and play God by throwing off God, making void God's commandments through man's commandments, Mark 7. What have we reaped? I just showed you. Look at the statistics on a nationwide basis, friends, because people have been listening to the Supreme Court rather than that of the Lord. And if you want to know what the Lord has to say about each and every one of these given scenarios, friends, I would remind you that we're going to have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. The Bible says that we have a responsibility because we're going to have to give an account for everything that comes out of our mouths. And how does that happen? Well, it first falls into your heart. That's why it's so important to come out from the men and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, which is found in 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17 to the end of the chapter, as well as James 4:4. Now again, moving forward just a little bit quicker. Who teaches the young people this version of freedom of speech more than the mainstream media, more than Hollywood? Nobody does. Oh, it's what their parents allow. The parents are responsible, once again, because it is their job to vet the information that comes to their children as to what they can watch and what they can't watch. Now, let me take this on a nationwide basis, because if you look at Hollywood, for example, Hollywood was called Hollywoodland during the turn of the century. For, again, those that didn't know, all that land where Hollywood is now, did you know that that land was given away free to churches to create, to build their parishes? Did you know that? That's where their churches were. Folks, that land was given to churches free. It was given to the people free to build their churches there. Did you also know that all the information through movies that was bestowed upon the people in this country all the way up until 1968 was first vetted by the American church? Did you hear me? Read Deuteronomy 6, friends. Americans have forgotten their God and their posterity is what they've done. All the way up until 1968 in this country, all the information, basically all the films that were released to the American people, were first vetted by the American church before it was released onto the populations. Now, it's also interesting to keep in mind that back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, much of what you heard, friends, on radio stations across America, did you know that it was gospel music? Did you know that? That's why I'm so humored. Folks, I've been on radio for how many years now? And I'm still waiting for that person to get up on the radio and prove to me that we're not a Christian nation. No, folks, they know as well as I do that this is a Christian nation. They want to convince everybody else that God doesn't exist. They spend their whole lives warring against a God they say that doesn't exist. Read Psalm 14:1. The Bible's clear when it says, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. It's the oldest sin in the Bible, friend. It's idolatry. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side of this heartbreak, and I'm going to go to Hollywood, California, and I'm going to show you the motion picture production code as to what was tolerated and allowed in movies and what definitely was not allowed in movies all the way up until 1968. We're going to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're just trying to get some PowerPointing taken care of here today, friends. I want to tell you something. Thank you for making us the number one radio show out of 153 affiliates across the country on Genesis Communication Networks that has 68 different show hosts. We thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. We totally do. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. If you want to call in, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about freedom of speech. Okay, what's lawful and what's not lawful? Okay, and I took you through a whole plethora of different topics and PowerPoints concerning the branches off this topic, the trunk. And now I'm bringing you over, friends, to the responsible party. Remember, John Adams said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything goes. Okay? Who's the responsible party? The church is. That's who's responsible for corruption in government. That's who's, hey, folks, the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and to the sodomite lobby. In Muslim infiltration, to those that mean not to assimilate, into America, is the church. Just think about that. This is how strong the church is, America. They've learned to shut their mouth in the face of those things that they should protest against. Why? Because they're not born of the Spirit of God. They're born of their Father who allows people to steal, kill, and destroy, John Zen Zen. Don't fool yourselves into believing you're heaven-bound when in actuality, friends, in all actuality, you're hell-bound. Repent. That's the message. Matthew 3:2. Now, I was just sharing with you during the last segment as to the property that was given, as you know, as to be Hollywood today, used to be called Hollywood Land. Churches were given free property to build their churches upon. And then I took it to the next step. All the information or all that which was released from Hollywood Land before it could be released onto the population was, guess what? Vetted by the church. Someone just asked the question, well, what gives? I can tell you what gives. Just like everything else that the professors in America today, they forfeited their right. They forfeited their obligation before God and man. Let me put it this way. They're derelict of duty. They gave it up. They didn't want the responsibility anymore. Legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, first came to California in the early 1900s. He settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to anyone willing to build a place of worship. The town had a picturesque name, Hollywood Land, which became Hollywood. The Motion Picture Production Code was the set industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Everybody with me? Cool. The Motion Picture Producer and Distributors Association, acronym MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, and it began effectively enforcing it in 1934. Okay? Now, you tell me, friends, what freedom of speech is. Okay? The church abandoned their responsibility in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Okay? So the provisions of the code were, listen carefully, no picture should or shall be produced that will lower the moral standard of those who see it. Okay? Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or, I didn't add this, friends, sin. There it is again. 1 John 3:4. Number two, correct standards of life subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented to real life. Number three, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. How far gone is that? Americans have been desensitized to show more compassion for the perpetrator, the criminals, than the victims themselves. Specific restrictions were spelled out as particular applications of these principles. Now listen carefully, friends. This is free speech in contrast to what free speech really entails. Okay, what they call free speech, the Supreme Court, the mainstream media, government, schools, so on and so forth. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. No nakedness. No suggestive dancing. You couldn't have it in the movie. The ridicule of Christianity was forbidden, and ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. Wow! Man, you watch... Folks, I remember all the movies that I used to watch all the way up until the end of the 1990s. What is it? Oh, the preachers are the weak ones. The devil's the strong one. Right? Oh, yeah! And it shows you who men fear. But let me go on. The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden. You couldn't have it in a movie. As well as the use of liquor. Why? Because it used to be illegal in this country. When not required by the plot or proper characterization. Couldn't have it in a movie. Methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be presented. You're seeing just the exact opposite. Instead of thou shall not by upholding God's moral law, now Hollywood has taken the position of teaching people do what thou wilt, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. I go on. References to alleged sex perversion such as homosexuality were forbidden. Why? Because it's a felony in every state. Okay? Depictions of childbirth were forbidden. The language section banned various words and phrases that were conferred to be offensive. Did you know that all the way up until 1946, you could not say the word dang, lousy, or jerk in a movie? Bet you didn't know that, did you? Most people don't. Okay? Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life. Don't promote it, right? Brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. Why? Because the Lord says, vengeance belongeth unto me. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures should not imply the low forms of sexual relationship are that accepted or a common thing. Hey, folks, I remember as a little kid, all these something called soap operas. What did they promote? They're still on television. And look who's promoting them. But what do they promote? Sex, drugs, adultery, fornication, murder. Oh, the list goes on and on. You've accepted what God condemns, Americans. Okay? Portrayals of interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden. Isn't that interesting? I wonder why that is. Acts 17:26 says all nations are one blood. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements. What's he talking about? Of the reprobate man. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people in history of other nations were to be presented fairly. Oh, that's out the window, friends. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil subjects, must be subject to the dictates of good taste. Okay? Cruelty to children or animals, prostitution, and or surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Folks, this is my short order and list of what was tolerated and what was not tolerated. So how does anybody in this country suggest that teaching people how to violate God's moral law is somehow acceptable and somehow we can call that freedom of speech? To teach what God condemns. That's called Satanism, friends. And so now you understand where the narrative is coming from. The minions that are listening to their father who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Again, John 10:10. And why wouldn't it be? Because if you look at John 8:44, it's exactly the character of the people that are promoting that which God condemns. But I have to lay the responsibility on the American people and saying, why are you paying to watch this garbage in the first place, understanding where it's coming from? Why is the mainstream media continuously trying to demoralize the people in this country? I can tell you why. Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. How do you unite with Christ? Break from sin. There's your answer. How do you unite with Christ? Break with sin. And that's your answer, America. And when you unite with Christ, it's time to get busy in bringing forth fruits of repentance. And what are the fruits of repentance? Standing up against what we used to advocate for or tolerate. And that's where America needs to come while they still have the time to do it. Folks, we love you by what we do. I hope people are getting built up for the ministry. I hope people are outside of the building getting busy to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Because that's really the history of who we came from concerning our forefathers. And it's time to emulate them. Hebrews 13:7, read it when you get a moment. Do consider supporting this ministry and keeping us out there, friends. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.